You're listening to a replay of Zach and Evan on Z Radio Live.
It's the Web State Music Station. It's Z Radio Live. This is Zach and Evan, and we are joined once again by Uti. She is a singer and songwriter, and she has a brand new song out for the holidays. Uti, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Zach? How are you, Evan?
We're doing well, and we're excited to talk to you again. We're excited to have you back on the show. So tell us a little bit about Santa Knocking at My Door, your brand new Christmas single.
Well, you know, I think I told you before that I'm really insane with Christmas. I love Christmas that much. So once again, I asked my record company, Kurt Wipfli, to write me a Christmas original song. And so we were... You know, I do believe in Santa Claus in a way. I mean, Santa Claus is in everyone. Just thinking about one another is actually the meaning of Santa Claus, isn't it? I mean, not for kids, but for the grown-ups. And so there you go with the title. And the rest of the song is all about what's happening during Christmas time and like showing with words the painting of a Christmas scene and all the Christmas light and everything is in that song, what you need for Christmas.
So the last time we talked to you was about a month and a half ago, if that. How's everything been for you since that? I know it's been, besides the whole virus thing, it's been a rough couple of years in terms of personally with family. How's everything going for you?
Well, since right now in Germany, we do make a little much more before Christmas, right? Like we're celebrating four Sundays, lighting each Sunday another candle, so we get kind of reach a wheel with four candles before Christmas Eve and Christmas Day comes. And yeah, it reminds me a lot of my parents, and I really feel alone. So I play out Christmas songs and hang out with my dogs and focusing on next year to come.
How many dogs do you have?
I have two dogs, a Shar-Pei, Chinese Shar-Pei, and a Bordeaux dog.
Now, are they considered to be German? Are they considered to be German dogs? Are they from Germany? Or are they like, you know, how does that work?
Oh, they're from Germany. They are dogs from breeders.
Oh, nice.
And they do live in Germany. And yeah, it's my favorite breeds, actually. You know, so, the Bordeaux dog is from the movie Scott and Huge. Mm-hmm. Remember this big dog with Tom Hanks, and he was kind of scared of him. So that's my female dog, and her name is Ambie. And the little one is called Nikki, a white Shar-Pei.
So they obviously have a lot of music around the house. How do they enjoy all the songs and all the playing and all the singing?
They love it. I test any new song with my dogs. Like if I get a demo song and I play it and I sing along and they run off, I know this is not for me. And before I go in the studio, I even try to sing it without any melodies while he's lying in his bed. Mm-hmm. And I try to put him to sleep and he really goes to sleep. So I know this song will be nice.
Oh, nice. That's a good idea. That's a good little test market, I think, for testing.
Yeah, I like to do this for babies too. I love to sing for babies too.
Yeah.
It's funny because I think you make a good point there with babies and dogs because they have the most sensitive ears when it comes to sounds and different noises. So that's a pretty, as Zach said, it's a good test market to have.
True. That's true, Evan.
Mm-hmm. What's the response been like to you announcing a song that's coming up very soon that's going to be around the holidays, Santa Knocking at My Door? What's the response been like from your fans?
Well, they like it a lot. Actually, they write to me little emails or SMS, little, you know, notice how much they like the song. And also I see it on how many playlists the song is already. So, it's a good response.
Awesome.
That's fantastic.
That's great to hear. And the song, obviously, you can take it out. You can check it out on Spotify and anywhere else music is. And you can also listen to it at ute.world. You know, what are some other hits, what are some other songs you're working on coming into the 2021 year?
The new song?
No, so are you working on other music coming into the 2021 year?
Any new stuff?
Yeah, we are already recorded in October, six new songs. And hopefully I could record February again, new songs for a new album. And we're still waiting for the documentary to come out any day in December. So keep your finger crisscrossed.
Nice. And where can we check out the documentary?
Amazon Prime.
Oh, nice. That's awesome.
It's called Music Makes Me Fly.
Music Makes Me Fly. I remember we talked to you about that last time. And just a refresher for those who didn't hear the last interview with you, what can people kind of expect from that documentary?
They get to know me better. Mm-hmm. They see my parents, which aren't alive anymore, but they were in the movie. And they see me live on stage. And they see me in San Antonio, Texas, in America. Yes, they do. And they see me in Germany as well and in all the studios. And you see me with the dogs. You see my normal life as a singer, as an actress, and as a person. And it's with a beautiful soundtrack, actually, which is already on the market.
So, and that's got to be very special for you that you mentioned your parents are in that, because those are some precious memories that are documented. And
that's true.
So it's great just to have that, and you can go back to that whenever you feel maybe a little down or something, and know that, you know, their love and their support for you.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, that's just a special thing to have in general, you know? And it's also a great highlight on your career too. For those who don't know.
I know it is. It's really an adventure.
Yeah.
100%. The adventure is still going here with you. You have the Christmas song coming out soon. We talked about some upcoming projects. What else do you have coming up very soon that you want to talk about in terms of letting your fans know?
Yeah, let them all know now.
Well, I'm still planning to move over to the United States of America for staying there. But since, you know, this problem, which is all over the world right now, I'm moving out of this house, of my home, into another apartment with my dogs and a little garden. Now, here I have a big gun, so they run for free. They don't need a leash or anything, but where I'm moving to, it's close to the ocean, which is nice, but it's a very small garden, so they have to learn to walk by a leash. So this is really interesting.
Nice. How are you bringing the garden to your next apartment? How's that happening?
Oh, they have a garden for, I think, 8 apartments. So I asked them whether I can have a little part of it.
Ah, very nice.
Just for morning and nighttime, you know, during the day, I have to take them out.
Okay, yeah. Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, the female dog, she weighs 120 pounds. So this is going to be like sleigh ride.
She's going to take you around everywhere. You have to make sure that with all the new property and the bigger area that you go flying around.
She's noisy. Yeah, she's noisy.
So are the dogs okay to fly? That's the real question here, I think.
I think it's easier for the dogs to fly than for me. I mean, now you have to give them something that they calm down. Mm-hmm. But since they know that I'm excited and really like to go, they're ready to go with me. I know that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So that's a great loyalty to have with your dogs. You know, wherever you go, they go. Wherever they go, you go. That's kind of the agreement. Whatever songs that you're playing, they like or they don't like, and then you take it from there.
Yeah, but I do like people too. It's just that right now I don't have anybody left than my dog. So yeah, he's just coming in the room actually and listening to the interview, but he's not speaking.
Give him our best.
Yes, tell him I say hi.
And Evan say hi. Yes. Well, he smiles.
Oh, he smiled. That's great.
That's the reaction we like. We love getting the smiles from the dog.
Our dog fan base is just blown up since this interview, let me tell you.
That's terrific.
Uti, thank you so much for coming on with us and sharing the Christmas spirit with your new song, Santa Knocking at My Door.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. And you know what? You can hear it right now on the web's hit music station, Z Radio Live. Back with more Zach and Evan after this.
Miss the show? Catch Zach and Evan every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern on Z Radio Live.